Parshas Toldos opens up by tracing the lineage of Yitzchak Avinu. Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiled this Yitzchak. And these are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram fathered Yitzchak. And the obvious question is, why the redundancy? If Yitzchak is the son of Avram, then of course Avram was the father of Yitzchak. So Rashi cites a medrash that says, Lefi shoylet son hadar, the scoffers of the generation, the gossipers, the trolls, they mocked Avram and Sarah. They said, Mavimelech nesabra Sarah, that Sarah conceived when she was in the house of Avimelech. And that Avram was not Yitzchak's biological father. So to counteract the cynical suggestion, Hashem made a miracle, and Yitzchak's facial features were an exact replica of Avram's. So everyone that saw Yitzchak immediately declared, Avram hoiled this Yitzchak. But the Mefarshim all ask, why perform a miracle just to silence a few Leitzanim? Why should the Ribbono Shel'Olam suspend nature because of a few skeptics, a few bloggers? Since when do we care what cynics have to say? Ramat Chedruk says something so powerful. From here we learn the incredible destructive power of cynicism. Sarah left Avimelech's palace 12 months before Yitzchak was born. Their claim wasn't just false, it was biologically impossible. But cynics don't need logic. They don't need facts. Cynics don't care about the truth. Their goal is to mock and undermine and destroy people. And their claim wasn't only wrong, it didn't even make sense. They argued that Sarah must have conceived from Avimelech because it was impossible for Avram to father a child. But everyone knew Avram had already fathered Ishmael and later would go on to father 6 more children. The real miracle was that Sarah, barren for 90 years, now conceived. But cynics are not rational. It doesn't have to make sense for them to mock and ridicule someone. Their mission is to taunt and to denigrate people. They take something that's extremely sacred and holy, such as the lineage of Klal Yisrael, and with one line of Leitzanis, they destroy and shatter all the credibility that Avram worked a lifetime to achieve. There's a modern expression, it takes a lifetime to build a good reputation, but you can lose it in a minute. The Ramchal writes famously, Leitzanis achas doiche elef techachas. One drop of cynicism can destroy 1,000 words of rebuke. And that is why Hashem intervened and made Yitzchak look exactly like Avram. Cynicism is so corrosive, so destructive, that Hashem altered nature itself in order to neutralize it. And we see this phenomenon today. The media says, Israel is committing genocide. Yet, we see that Palestinian population keeps on growing every day. They say Israel is starving the people of Gaza. And then the world sees the supermarkets in Gaza are full, the shelves are stacked, and people are overweight. They say Israel is the greatest threat to world peace. But everyone knows Israel never attacks unless it's attacked first. Once again, cynics don't need logic. They never did. They only need narrative, even if it collapses the moment you look at it. And Rav Druk takes this thought a step further. He asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being concerned about the Leitzan HaHadar goes against his own policy. How so? So when Hashem dictated the Torah to Moshe in Parshas Bereishis, Hashem told Moshe, write, Nasa Adam, let us make man. And the Medrash says, Moshe protested, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't think this is a good idea. Atenoisim pischem pelaminim, this will give the heretics an opening to claim there are multiple deities, there are multiple gods. And Hashem responded, Kesoif, you write it. Veroitza litos yita. Whoever wishes to be mistaken, let them be mistaken. If they want to know the truth, they will go out and discover the truth. If they don't want the truth, they want to peddle falsehoods, they want to spread fake news, so be it. I will not deviate because of scoffers. I will not alter the Torah to appease heretics. So the question is, so why here in Parshas Toldos does Hashem bend nature to silence Leitzanim? Rav Druk says something so amazing. When it's concerning his honor, the honor of Hashem, then he doesn't care about what the Leitzan Hadar have to say. The Ribbono Shel Olam is above that. He allows free will. He's not offended. But when it comes to Avram's honor, the honor of one that Hashem calls Avram Ahavi, Avram, my beloved friend, when mockers dare to humiliate Avram, when cynics threaten the spiritual credibility of Klal Yisrael's lineage, when Leitzanim tried to stain the purity of the Avos, then Hashem intervenes immediately. He will perform miracles. He will rewrite nature. He will not allow Avram to have even one moment of disgrace. This is the depth of Hashem's humility and His love for the Jewish people. When it comes to Himself, Hashem says, let the cynics talk. But when it comes to Avram, then Hashem says, don't you dare start up with my friend Avram. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.